Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
we're back here.
Yeah, we're back at another early Sunday afternoon episode of Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ. I am LJ.
What's going on, people? I'm Tweety.
Oh, no, I think I messed it. I screwed up and only put the episode for 15 minutes today. So we got to make this quick. We'll consider this a bonus episode. Anyway,
we'll get right to it. We'll do another one this week.
NBA playoffs coming up real quick. Probably the big thing going on right now in the NBA is Golden State Warriors chase to break the Bulls' record of 72 wins in a single in the regular season. Right now, the Warriors are 7-9 with three games left. They play San Antonio tonight. Excuse me, did I say three games? They play San Antonio one more time. They have two games left. They have to win out in order to win 73, and obviously that means they would have to split these last two games to tie the record. Kind of the talk has been, I don't know if you've seen the Warriors play, but to me, they look a little tired. I mean, or they look like a team that's kind of maybe tired of playing these regular season games. You know, Draymond Green said last week that they're just ready to get to the playoffs. I watched the game yesterday when they played Memphis. You can either say they were tired or they looked disinterested, one of the two, but they definitely were not sharp yesterday. They ended up beating Memphis by one. Do you think that they should go for the record or should they rest? Should they be more concerned with getting rest going into the playoffs?
I mean, I guess kind of what I said last week, I'd rather see them go for it. But as far as you want to say what's more important is the team overall success. And you ain't going to be successful if you're hurt. So, yeah, I guess what's most important is making sure you're healthy going into the playoffs. I mean, you don't want any key injuries going into the playoffs. The main thing is the championship, and you don't want anything getting in the way of the championship.
Here is some interesting stats about – I mean, I know the Warriors have been kind of the focus of the media when it comes to the NBA as of right now, or pretty much all season for the most part. But if you look at the top three seeds as of right now in the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, their last 10, 6-4. Toronto Raptors, last 10, Cleveland lost last night to the Bulls. Toronto Raptors, second two seed right now. They have an opportunity to catch Cleveland. They're 2.5 games back with two left. I guess they can still catch Cleveland. Maybe not. Their last 10, Toronto, 5-5. The Hawks, 7-3 in their last 10. And the Celtics are 7-3 in the last 10. Move over to the Western Conference. In the last 10, the Warriors are 8-2. The Spurs, surprisingly, are 6-4. Oklahoma City is 6-4. And nobody cares about teams after that because neither the Clippers, Portland, nor Memphis, Mavs, or the Jazz have any shot at winning. And the Eastern Conference, none of those teams really have a shot at all. But still interesting to see what happens. Like I said, the Warriors play the Spurs tonight. They have wrapped up probably the most important thing, which is home court advantage throughout the playoffs,
right,
all the way through the finals. So I think if they lose tonight against San Antonio, I think this game, to me, mentally could be very important to them because they have lost, if my memory serves me correctly, 33 straight games against San Antonio on the road. And the last time they played in San Antonio, they played like crap.
Right.
So I think that this game could be a big deal for them because, to me, it would be good to break that streak before you go into the playoffs and feel comfortable knowing that you can beat San Antonio in their gym The other thing is, I think if they win tonight, it takes pressure off of the game. I forget. If they play Memphis Tuesday or Wednesday, or maybe they play them Saturday. I don't know. Can't remember when. They don't play on Monday. I think it's Tuesday. But it takes pressure off of that game because, you know, yeah, people will be say, oh, you know, if they lose, if they only win one of the next two, people say, oh, you know, if they win tonight and lose their last game against Memphis, you know, people say, well, maybe they rested players or whatever, but at least they tied the record. I think there'll be a little bit more scrutiny, a little bit more pressure if they fail to tie the record. You know, so right. I think this could be a very big game for them for a couple of reasons, and I do expect them to go all out and try to win the game. There's some interest. There's still a couple of playoff seeds to be decided in the Eastern Conference. The eighth seed in particular, the Pacers, are in eighth right now. They have not clinched a playoff berth. They're running neck and neck really with the Bulls, who are 40-40. The Pacers are 42-37. So it's really between them and the Bulls. Everybody else in the Eastern Conference is either in, or the team behind the Bulls, which is the Wizards, they've been eliminated from the playoff race. And then the Western Conference, you basically got three teams fighting for two spots. The Mavs, currently 7th seed, Jazz are the 8th seed, and the Rockets are on the outside looking in as the 9th seed. Or there's no 9th seed, but they're on the outside looking in. They're 38-41, so those three teams are kind of fighting for those last two spots in the Western Conference. Although it doesn't make really much of a difference, because they're going to lose anyways. But I mean, whoever plays the Warriors and the Spurs is going to lose the first time anyways.
Yeah.
But more importantly, there was another topic we were supposed to. Oh. I knew it was what I wanted to get to. I don't know if you saw this. I know we talked about it briefly. A T-shirt that caused a little bit of controversy.
Oh, Bo Money.
I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday. But Bo Money Jones, I listen to his radio show all the time. I love his radio show. He has a radio show that comes on ESPN 7 to 9 or something like that, 6 to 9 or 4, no, excuse me, 4 to 7. Comes on ESPN Radio. It's called The Right Time with Bo Money Jones. I love the show, great show. He's also the co-host of another show on ESPN, whatever, the name, highly questionable. And then he comes on other ESPN shows. Who cares? Whatever. But anyways, he was filling in on Mike and Mike Monday morning. And if you don't know, Mike's radio show on ESPN Radio, they also simulcast on ESPN2. Anyways, him and Molly Karam were filling in for Mike and Mike Greenberg and Mike Golick. And if you follow seen baseball in the MLB, they have the Cleveland Indians. Their mascot is I don't know what the mascot is called. But it's an Indian head on their T-shirts, a lot of T-shirts, Indian head with a feather around it, and it says Indian. Well, Bo Money Jones basically had on the same T-shirt, and instead of the feather coming out of the Indian head, there was a money sign on top of it, and it had Caucasian. It's caused quite a bit of controversy. What are your thoughts on the T-shirt and the appropriateness or lack thereof of the T-shirt?
I can't say it's inappropriate because it's really pretty much just about the same shirt as the Indians. Like you said, on the difference is you got a money sign coming out the back of it and it say Caucasians. But I don't see a problem with the shirt, maybe because I'm not Caucasian. But hey, I mean, I like the shirt. I thought it was funny. I didn't think of any racial slur or anything. It didn't have Hawkeyes or Cracker. It had Caucasians. It's just, to me, it was a subtle statement type of shirt. But in my opinion, it was funny. I like the shirt. How do you feel about it?
I don't care for the shirt one way or the other. I mean, I don't like it. I don't hate it. I did think that the conversation that it created was very interesting in the sense that I haven't read any blog posts or anything like that if there was any mainstream media that covered it or anything like that. I haven't read any of that or seen any of that. I haven't really searched for it. But I did read Twitter. I did look at his mentions shortly afterwards on Twitter, or when I found out about it on Twitter. And the interesting part about it was that the people who seemed to be there were people who either were Native American themselves, claiming to be Native American, or people who maybe supported the Native American cause, who were congratulating him on wearing the suit and kind of what they felt was taking up their cause. But the white people, Caucasian, however you use the term, we'll say Caucasian because that's the term he used. I mean, the term that was on the shirt. Caucasian people were very upset. I'm not going to say everybody, but there were definitely a group of people who were offended by the shirt and what it said.
Right.
And the interesting thing about that to me is that you are basically saying outright that you're okay with a double standard, because you're offended by that shirt that has Caucasians on the front of it. But when that phrase is okay, when that phrase is replaced by the word Indians, you have no, you know, you
it
have no problem.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother you at all. It's like all of a sudden
is
okay. It's like it's the same thing in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, it kind of brings you into the mind of, I mean, I know it's a different sport, maybe even a different topic, but the Redskins logo and the name for Washington Redskins, I mean, it's directed toward a certain type of people. And like you say, it's like you're being okay with a double standard if you had a problem with the Caucasian shirt that my mother had on. And
very interesting, subtle, kind of a subtle way of saying, you know, if you can't be, it's almost like to me like saying, if you're not okay with this shirt, then you shouldn't be okay with any of those types of names associated with teams being mascots. You know,
right?
The big thing out there is the one that reference Native Americans. You know,
right.
So
right.
That's the interesting part of it, and that's why I think that. It's a touchy subject if you're in the media, because if you cover it, it's almost like stepping in a landfill. You know, it's like if you cover it and you comment on it, you give your opinion on it, and you don't agree with the shirt, then you're basically opening yourself for criticism for you to either say, okay, I don't agree with this shirt, so I can't agree. I need to protest or go against any names of the Native American names on uniforms. Or you get out there and you agree with the shirt, and now you're having people call you racist. You know, it's a very – gosh, we ran out of time already. We didn't even get to cover the most important topic, well, the interesting topic, one of the most interesting ones out there to me. And we'll cover this on the next episode. Because the game's on right now. The U.S. Women's National Team is suing because they get paid less money than the U.S. Men's National Team.
Right.
But it's very, 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 very interesting, because in general, if you pay attention to soccer, you know that globally, United States, just as on a whole, men's soccer is way more popular than women's soccer. However, the U.S. women's team is way more successful than the U.S. men's soccer team when it comes to being on the international level. And I haven't had a chance to do a whole lot of research, but I did read one article out there that I think it was last year, the U.S. women's team made more money than the men's team. I think the men's team actually lost money. But, of course, the women were coming off a World Cup victory, et cetera, et cetera. But something we'll get into definitely a little bit more in depth on the next episode.
Well, weekly show. Yeah.
Short episode this week, folks. Hopefully the feet scratch that itch for you. See y'all next week, next Sunday.
Peace.
Oh. talk that talk, tweet me out there. Peace.